need some time to warm up the pitchers, and nobody's warming up right now unless they're down below in the cages, because we have two mounds inside that you can use here, and each team can use one of them, even though the spikes use both. No, I'm just kidding. And that, by the way, is one of the benefits of this ballpark moving forward, that we have two indoor batting cages and two indoor mounds.
Yes.
That's the start of getting on track to other things.
Yeah.
All right. Just figured I'd point that out. But that'll be part of it, because right now there's nobody out there. The tarp is not only on the field. The tarp happens to be on the pitcher's mounds in the bullpen. Now, half-price hard seltzers, 16-ounce hard seltzers, by the way, for those listening on the concourse, till 5.
Yes, indeed.
So keep that in mind as you sit back and enjoy.
Oh, yes. And also we have all sorts of fun going on with the Still Strong Foundation. Encourage everyone to visit the Still Strong table. I know plenty of folks are on the concourse right now. That's where they are. You can find out all about September the 30th, the golf tournament for the Still Strong Foundation, right back here in Happy Valley. And definitely a worthwhile cause to support. And Leah and Devin Still, the story is fantastic. And what's more, they've gone through this battle, and they've gone through it successfully together.
Yes.
And that's what the Still Strong Foundation is all about, as Devin was telling us on the field.
12 going on 21. That tells you how well she's doing.
Oh, yes.
Right, 12 going on 21. All right, and don't forget the 30th. That's a Friday. It's also a home football weekend with Northwestern.
Yes.
That weekend. So it's all part of it. So if you're coming in for the football game, make that a part of your football weekend here in Happy Valley on Friday the 30th to benefit the Still Strong Foundation. All right. We are in this rain delay, so we will take a break. We'll come back with an update on tonight's game, this afternoon's game, at 4:20 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Caparella Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best Caparella Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Miller Field at Lebrano Park, and they're starting to take the tarp off the field. And the goal now is to have the first pitch out of the right hand to Bo Nichols at 5:05, which would mean, in the end, a one-hour delay. All they're going to do now is take the tarp off the field, empty the water in left field. There is not a lot on it. There's not a lot of water. It did rain the entire time, but never hard. So there's not going to be a lot of water out there in left field, and this field drains really well. A couple of spikes have now come out into the bullpen area. They're going to start throwing and running here. Dawson Bailey is running out to center field, asking what this big round thing is at my position. And they will eventually wrap this tarp up and put it back. They'll have to do a tiny bit of work on the field, which is any time the tarp comes off the field, because they've already lined it.
Yes.
It's done. It's lined. It's set to go. They'll have to probably, but the slab on the mound doesn't have to be. Anything else, there's no excess water. They put the tarp on the field before any drop of rain fell. Joe and I were down there with Devin Still for the pregame for Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. We were down there, maybe a drop or two at the end, but the tarp was already on the field behind us.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And that's the point. So there literally is no water on the infield. None at all. And so now they're going to take the tarp off the field with the idea of a 5:05 start this evening for the Spikes and Mahoning Valley. And some of the fans are now making their way to their seats, especially down below to our right, the Hale and Hardy. Others are staying on the concourse, either by past experience or fear. I vote for the former. So there you go. Every once in a while this happens. 99.4% of the time,
mm-hmm.
we start on time.
Exactly.
This is part of that 0.6.
Yep, we've had less than a rain out a year in the history of the Spikes since 2006, and certainly in terms of delays, it's like it's very low as well. So we definitely always start on time, except those rare occasions that we don't. This is one of those rare occasions, but we will get started at 5:05 tonight.
So 5:05, that means we'll be back at 5 o'clock to get you into the game as we continue on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Welcome back to Medler Field at Lobrano Park. We're getting ready for this afternoon's game between the Spikes of Mahoney Valley after a one-hour rain delay. Here are the lineups. Abimael Acosta will be at second base to lead it off. Don Bucco in center field hits second. Adam Fogle, the strikeout guy, the McDonald strikeout guy at first. He'll hit third. Ron Washington in right field hits cleanup. Alex Arouse, the DH, batting fifth. Alex Crump will play left field, and he'll hit sixth. Taj Porter behind the plate, batting seventh. Oscar Ponce at third base will hit eighth and hitting ninth. Jarfiker Parker at shortstop with Jared Sprinkle on the mound. For the Spikes, Dawson Bailey will lead it off, play center field. Trent Taylor back and right will hit second. It'll be Brody Perks at short hitting third. Cleanup hitter will be John Meade playing left field. Hitting fifth, Colin Adams behind the plate. Rob Morissetti at third will bat sixth. The DH is Marcus Page batting seventh. Rafael Ramirez back in the lineup at first base batting eighth. And DeAndre Shelton at second will bat ninth with Bo Nichols on the mound for the Spikes, making his third appearance and his second start. Seven innings he's given up. Four runs, just two earned. He's only given up two hits in the seven innings, nine strikeouts. One area he needs to overcome, not as many walks. I pointed out that six of those seven were in his start against Williamsport. So Bo Nichols will be on the mound. For the moment, we are playing the weather game of dodgeball. Dip, dodge, duck. And that's what we're doing to this point.
Oh, yes.
Remember, Joe, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
If you can dodge a moving car on the interstate, you can dodge a ball.
You can dodge a ball. There goes our window again. I think our window's done for the year until we get a 2x4.
Yeah,
Joe.
It's going on the injured list.
Yeah. Well, there we go. The other one's still in here, by the way.
Yep. It's resilient.
I gotta give the one baton that we've been using.
Yes.
All the credit in the world. That sucker doesn't fall down.
Yeah.
like it gets into the grate and that's it.
Exactly.
So, hey, still got a view of the field. It's all good.
There we go.
It's all that matters. Got a view of the field. All good. Now, this is the way it may play out. We're going to be clear for the next, it looks like, 45 to 50 minutes. We may have to go through a couple of showers for a period of time. With then after that, the bulk of the rain at 7:30. At that point, we might be done anyway. So there we go. There's the story on the game and the weather, as well as the condition of the window. So, Joe, I like to have a clear view, so I'm going to look out here at the bottom. I can see the logo really, really well. Spikes take the field. Wearing their reds today with the gold numerals and the gold State College across the front, white pants, blue stripe, blue hats. Mahoney Valley wearing their grays with the maroon and blue trim. Now everyone standing here, Jeff Byers, our public address announcer today.
As we of our national anthem. Thank you.
Our grounds crew with the singing of our national anthem. We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents. Watching this part of health, I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Miller Field, Lebronto Park, great to have you with us. And Bo Nichols goes through his warm-up pitches. Behind him at first base, Rafael Ramirez. DeAndre Shelton at second. Brody Perks at short. Rob Morosetti at third. John Meade in left. Dawson Bailey in center. Trent Taylor in right. And Colin Adams behind the plate. Brad Reedy will work the plate today. Phil Heim at first and Ian Pittenger. Great to see Ian back working third. In this one, I will say this, in the almost 2 years that we have worked in the MLB Draft League, I tell you, for the most part, these guys do a terrific job as umpires. They really do.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's a three-man crew, which really helps. That was a commitment the league made not to go to three, which was a great move. But at the same time, the guys that we've watched, you know, every once in a while, you sit there and go, okay, maybe not. That's going to be with anything.
Yes.
In any level. I mean, when the Big Ten, Bill Carollo, and you know the great respect I have for Bill, and I personally have talked to Bill enough times. He's great to talk to. He'll tell you they get 96% right.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I think that's about what these guys do. They get 96% right.
Yeah. No, they're definitely, I mean, a great, great majority of the time they are on the dot right there.
Yep.
Balls and strikes, all the calls in the field. And, you know, we're thankful that they are out here, and great to have Ian back. And, of course, Brad and Phil were here last night.
Yep. Yes, they were. So here's Abimael Gonzalez Acosta to lead it off. First pitch of the game at 5:05. Eight is the official start of it. So that's brought to you by our good friends at America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Athens Street for 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. So 5:08, the official start time, 77 degrees. Joe, I say it's overcast. What do you think?
I think that would tend to be an accurate descriptor.
Low and outside for Paul. Paul and two strikes now. So Acosta went 1-for-4 in last night's game. He is 3-for-13 in the series. Batting from the right side with a 1-2 count. Nichols stares in. And Bo gets ready to roll and does. In the air to right field, Taylor going back there, comes in a step now, puts it away, one gone. So on this day, I'll tell you right now, Shelton and Taylor, more than anybody else, appreciate the overcast skies. There is no sun for them to fight. Taylor made a really nice catch on the warning track fighting the sun early last night.
Yes, he did.
That time he's looking around going, this is nice. I like this. This is really good.
Just in case, he's still got the sunglasses on top of the bill of the cap.
It's just for style, Joe. Bucko hitting .333. Don with no home runs, four knocked in with two doubles. Bats from the left side, open stance. The pitch. looped in the air down the left field line toward the foul line, and reaching out is Meade and makes a fabulous catch right at the line. What a play by John Meade. What a great play by John. First guy to the field. Preparation means everything, Joe.
That's right.
Put a star next to that one.
Chance favors the prepared mind.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, sorry, you're talking about me. Adam Fogle's the McDonald's. Fogle, in yesterday's game, went 2-for-4 with an RBI double. And Fogle is 4-for-11 in the series with two doubles. The pitch. And that is in the air, foul territory, playable for Ramirez. Rafael underneath and makes the catch halfway between the foul line and the now-covered tarp. 1-2-3, go the Scrappers in the first. And at the end of half inning, Mahoning Valley nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Jared Sprinkle to the mound, making his second start for Mahoning Valley. And overall, to this point for Sprinkle along the way, 7.20 ERA, 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs all earned. Struck out 1, walked 2. And I always have to prepare Joe. He's hit 2, and Joe gets very emotional. Very emotional. Dawson Bailey will lead it off. Fogle at first, Acosta at second, Parker at short, Ponce at third, Crump in left, Bucko in center, Washington in right, and Taj Porter behind the plate. Dawson Bailey, 0-for-4 yesterday, was hit by a pitch. He stole a base. Hitting 302 with no home runs and two knocked in. Sixth in the league in hits with 10. Sixth in stolen bases with 3. Third in the league in doubles with 4. Outside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes the count. We would be remiss as we go through the broadcast and not mention the passing at 88 of the incomparable Bill Russell. That is in the air, center field, but playable. Bucko into left center is there and makes the play, one gone. Probably the greatest winner in the history of team sports. 11 NBA championships in 13 years. 9 strictly as a player, 2 as a player coach. When Red Auerbach retired and he named Russell as the head coach, to be honest with you, nobody made a big deal of it. They all thought it was the natural thing to do, and Auerbach said he only did it because he knew Russell would win. And then the greatest stat of all, it's inside for a ball to Trent Taylor, and Trent last night went 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI, walked twice, hitting 241 now. He's got 3 stolen bases. He's knocked in 6. Down. the greatest stat, and it was Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe that came up with this, the 21-0. Russell, 5-0 in 56. These are games where it's do or die. Okay? Inside corner for a strike, 2-1. Come on, Brad, I praised you in the pregame show. Where are you going here? 2-1 the count. 77 degrees, wind blowing out more to left. About 10-15 up high, 3-1. So at 5-0, University of San Francisco in the NCAA tournament. 56 NCAA tournament. San Francisco went 4-0. The pitch, that's on the ground inside. Ooh! Ian called it foul, 3-2. Boy, I thought that went over the bag fair. But.
Yep, I would share that view.
But he's standing right on the line. I'm sitting here really with a much better view. And no, just kidding. Just kidding, Eden. 3-2 the count. And the pitch by Sprinkle. Bounce that one in, ball four. So Taylor's aboard, first base runner of the game on either side. And here comes Brody Perks to the plate. Brody hitting 296. He's driven in one. He has a double and a triple. That double was last night. He scored two runs. He went 2 for 4. He also had a stolen base. So, again, these are games where you lose, you're done. Okay? It's winner take all for whomever you're playing.
Yep.
5-0 USF 55. 4-0 in 56 USF national titles. 2-0 medal round. Melbourne Olympics won the gold. And with the Celtics in game sevens and game fives, best of five, best of seven, 10-0. He is the only common denominator with all three. For anybody who thinks Casey Jones would be, because he was on all three teams, Jones' eligibility was up in the 56 NCAA tournament.
And then, of course, a dominant player at the collegiate level and changed the game at the professional level.
Okay, 22 and a half rebounds. What a season. That was his career.
Exactly.
1-0. There goes Taylor on the ground. A third charge there by Ponce. High throw to first. Left the bag. He's safe. It's an interesting call there. Obviously, in a bad mood, it's an error. Boy, they get moody over there. That'll be an E5. Yeah, the throw, I mean, if the throw's on target, he's out.
So. Yes.
Kevin's got it right. John Meade at the plate. Fabulous catch in the top of the first. And the pitch. That's line foul just past the Mahoning Valley dugout. Third base side, it's 0-1. And Russell, of course, made the Seattle Supersonics respectable as a coach, which then set up Lenny Wilkins. Here's the set. And the 0-1. Outside, 1-1 the count. First and second, one out, bottom of the first. Spike's looking to break through early. Started at 5:08, a 1-hour and 3-minute rain delay. Sprinkle goes set, high set at the letters. And the pitch. Line to right field, that's going to be a base hit to the line, Country Kia corner. Perks around third, he'll score with ease. Being held at third will be, as Taylor scores, Perks is held at third, and Meade has himself an RBI double.
John Meade, we've seen him turn on so many pitches throughout the course of his time here with the Spikes, and he does it again, just turns it on down the right field line. He's picked out the line Country Kia corner as his own personal target.
Trent Taylor, right, just scored. Walked up to Rob Morissetti and talked to him. I think he was telling him about what Sprinkle throws.
Yep.
Right? You may not be together in a long period of time, but in a short period of time, you become a team.
Absolutely. The chemistry on this team has been great, both the first and here in the second half.
Loop down the right field line. Washington chases, goes foul. As Fogle also gave it a long run, it's 0-1 to Colin Adams. Adams last night went 0 for 3, but he walked. He scored a run. He knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly to the base of the wall at the scoreboard. Where Acosta made a nice catch, by the way.
He really did. He literally was driven all the way to the wall. He made the catch, and immediately, in completing his last back pedal, rammed into the left field wall. The run scored easily, but Colin Adams has been so close to even more production here in this homestand.
Yeah, think about what the Spikes have done here. They're looking for a four-game sweep. This is the first time they've scored first. The pitch. That's a strike. That was right down the heart of 0-2. Infield for Mahoning Valley is halfway all the way around. Second and third with one out. And the pitch. And he reached out for that one. Fouled it off first base side. It's 0-2. Will Johnson down at third. David Valdez at first. The old jet stream is kicked up. It's blowing out to left. A 10 to 15. 77 degrees and overcast. Sprinkle goes set. Looks over, Perks at third and delivers way outside. It's 1-2. Rain or shine, the superfans show up.
Oh, yes. Exactly, and he's got his Med One Pro cowbell with him as well. Good folks at Med One Pro back in full force again tonight up in the Geisinger Champions Club.
Line to third, and stepping on the bag of third is Ponce, and a fine play to get a double play. There was nothing Perks could do about that. Nothing. So that ends it. They get a run. They do so on a hit. There was an error. And one left. End of one. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Mettler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
The State College Spikes return home Thursday for daytime action at the ballpark on Super Splash Day. The Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone as the Spikes face the Williamsport Crosscutters at 12.05 p.m. Enjoy all the wet and wild fun, including $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 11 to 1 on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Medler Field, Lombardo Park, we go to the top of the six. We'll face the middle third, Ron Washington, Alex Arouse, and Alex Crump are due 4, 5, and 6. Bit concerned, Joe, about the on-field host. We had to explain who Devin Still was. He's out there introducing him for the first pitch, and he's reading. Hey, Joe. Really? I mean, he came down the stairs. He goes, "Who's the large man?" I'm like, "Oh, no. I just can't." All right. Here's Washington, who's had a good series. The pitch to Ron. That is to right field and well hit. Taylor going back in front of the wall. Now he's got some room and puts it away. Well, let's give Bo Nichols credit. So far, he's not throwing a lot of pitches, Joe.
Nope. It's, it's all outs through the air so far. Twice to right, fly out to left on a great play by John Mead, and then a pop out to Ramirez, the first baseman, and foul ground on the docket.
Yeah, he's thrown six. They get four outs. Here's Arauz at the plate. Caught last night. And back in the lineup today is the DH. Outside corner for strike at his 0-1. Alex went 0-for-4 last night. He also caught the game on Thursday night and was 1-for-5. He's 1-for-9 in the series. Out of Sarasota, Florida. And the pitch. It's on the ground to third. Morissetti fires across in time. Two gone. The economy of pitches is just remarkable.
Well, that'll ensure that Bo can continue to be out there on the mound for quite a while. And, of course, he ended his time in the Northwoods League with Madison with an 11-strikeout, one-hit performance over seven innings of work. So he ended the time there strong. He started there strong as well, and now comes to the spikes, and we might see him log some significant innings, weather permitting, today.
And the pitch, low and outside for a ball, 1-0. The count, at least through five hitters, it's Greg Maddux-esque. Maddux would throw like 75 to 90 pitches in a game. 1-0. It's down low, 2-0. The only time that they weren't crazy about it was during the businessman special, because some of the guys are, what do you mean it's 3 o'clock, I got to go back to work.
Well, that's why they call it now the Maddux, a complete game shutout with less than 100 pitches. That's become known as the Maddux.
Broke a bat, single to left as it falls down in front of Meade. Making the turn is Crump, first base runner from Mahoning Valley. And if he hadn't broken the bat, it would have been an out.
Exactly.
He sheared that thing in two.
Whew. And the barrel went flying out towards the third base coaching box, but Vic Butler knew it was coming nowhere near him. Meanwhile, the handle retrieved, and that'll be a souvenir or maybe a batting practice bat. Put a little tape on it.
Is that crazy, Glenn? Just looking down at their dugout. I'm concerned, Jeff. Taj Porter, check swing. They appeal. Ian Pitcher says it's a strike. It's 0-1. Wow. Porter went 0-for-2. He was hit by two pitches last night. Yikes.
Yeah, the first one kind of grazed him on the arm. Second one, fastball right to the thigh.
It got him good. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Porter's 1-for-6 in the series, the third of the four games he's played. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty Nichols. Two outs with Crump on first. Nichols goes set and time called. Porter, a little gamesmanship there. Taj now waits. Crowds the plate on that left side. It is not all the way back in the box. And the 0-2. Inside, 1-2 the count.
The count started to be tracked in the majors in 1988. Greg Maddux, 13 complete game shutouts in less than 100 pitches. You know who's second since 1988?
Since 88.
Yeah.
David Cone.
A good guess, but no. I'm going to give it to you because I would never have got this. Zane Smith had 7.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like you and me. He buys tickets to get to Cooperstown. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. But Zane Smith was one of those guys. You know what? You always talk about the Hall of Fame, and then it's almost like, but we don't want the Hall of Very Good. Very good is really good.
That it is.
Zane Smith was very good.
That he was.
All right. So the first strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at MountainIndy.org. 1-0 spikes to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Spice Baseball brought to you by First National Bank. First National Bank's mobile banking delivers convenience. Check it out at mobilebanking@fnb-online.com. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. 1-0 State College at the bottom of the second. It'll be Rob Morissetti, Marcus Page, and Rafael Ramirez, 6-7 and 8 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the second. Morissetti did not play last night, but Friday night was 2-for-4, and he knocked in two, hitting .357 with four runs knocked in. Pitch to Rob, and that's lined. Knocked down on the backhand by Fogle. Underhands to Sprinkle. Good play in time. Fogle did a great job of keeping his poise that time. And a good job by Sprinkle not to assume and get over there. One gone from Marcus Page. Did not play last night. Marcus walked and scored on Friday night. Two doubles and an RBI so far from Marcus, hitting .176. And Sprinkle delivers. And there for a strike, get his 0-1. Marcus hit six home runs last year for the Spikes, knocked in 31. Led the club in both departments. And Sprinkle's 0-1. That's down low for a ball, 1-1 the count. On deck is Ramirez. Rafael has not played the last couple of games, gets back in the lineup this evening. 1-1. That just missed the inner half with a fastball. It's 2-1. Infield back, outfield straight away. And the 2-1. Down low, Porter tried to frame it by bringing the ball up that time. It's 3-1. Page with the count in his favor. Excuse me. Waits, and the delivery. Down low, Marcus gets a walk. So Marcus Page draws his fourth walk since returning to the Spikes. He has two stolen bases. And here's Rafael Ramirez the third. Has not played the last three games. Last time out Wednesday at Williamsport, he went 1-for-3 with a walk. Hitting .214, he's driven in a run. Outside corner for a strike, get his 0-1. Page is 2-for-2 in stolen bases. David Valdez over talking to him right now. Here's the set and the pitch. In there for a strike, he's in the hole 0-2. DeAndre Shelton on deck. 1-0 State College, bottom of the second. Game delayed 1 hour and 3 minutes by some showers. Waits, 0-2, way outside, 1-2 the count. for the moment, we're in the clear. We'll see how it plays out here over the next hour and a half or so. Wind blowing to left, 10 to 15. It's on the ground, backhanded by Acosta. Second, flips to one to Parker on the first double play. 4-6-3 to end the second. That's the second double play turned by Mahoning Valley State College to the top of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space, perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. As we go to the top of the third at Medler Field, Urbano Park, Bo Nichols back to work against Oscar Ponce, Jarfiker Parker, and then back to the top of the order and Gonzalez Acosta. Ponce playing third base today, and the pitch by Nichols. Hit high in the air, deep to left, back goes Meade, edge of the track, he's underneath it and runs it down. One pitch and one out to start the third. I believe that Nichols, on the opening hitter of every inning, so one gone, and here is Parker. Parker playing shortstop again. He went 1-for-3 with a run scored yesterday. He is 1-for-7 in the series. And the set and the pitch. That's in there for a strike. Get his 0-1. Nichols hasn't messed around. He's been around the plate almost the entire game. Once in a while, he's missed the pitch. Breaking ball. That's a strike. Quickly 0-2. Bo's thrown 19 pitches, 14 are strikes. Just amazing. 0-2. That's down low. Wanted him to chase, did not. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes the count. And the pitch to Parker. Low and outside, 2-2. Parker hitting 130. He's driven in three. He has scored four runs. He waits in that right-handed box. One out, deck clear, top of the third, 1-0 State College. The pitch. Curveball, wrap foul at the plate. Still 2-2. Overcast, not many breaks in the clouds right now. We're dodging showers, as it feels like. But it's been dry since we started at 5:08, which was 31 minutes ago. Nichols, who works from the third base side, delivers. That went through the 5-0 of Colin Adams. It's 3-2. They asked if he went around. He did not. I didn't think he went around. Phil Heim agrees. 3-2 the count on Parker, who's out of Plano, Texas. They love their high school sports, and they love sports in Plano. 3-2. Called strike three. Got him. Great pitch on the outer edge. Second strikeout for Bo Nichols. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They earned 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, we were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek and best in maternity by U.S. News and World Report. 2 strikeouts now for Bo Nichols, and here is Acosta, who flew to Taylor and Wright to lead the game off. Pitch by Nichols. Down low, caught the plate, but low. It's 1-0. Nichols always works from the stretch, and he works from the third base side. Goes set. 1-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Acosta out of Bayamón, Puerto Rico. Set in the 1-1. It's on the ground to third. Morissetti takes the second hop across the diamond in time, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Scrappers in the top of the third. 2.5 on the books. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Schirbondi shares his journey.
I found that more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff, grandma needs a total knee, and then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding, and to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. DeAndre Shelton will lead it off, followed by Dawson Baylor and Trent Taylor. 9-1-2 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the third, leading 1-0. Sprinkle outside corner for a strike. Shelton is hitting 217. He's driven in one. He has scored 3 runs. Down low for a ball. He's also 7-7 in stolen bases to this point. 1-for-3 last night with a run scored and an RBI. He stole 2. 1-1 the count on Shelton. DeAndre waits, and the pitch. Outside for a ball. You know, you'll see the numbers on the board as you're sitting here and you're saying 188. That 188 number is only in the second half. DeAndre started with this team before the first half ended. And that's loop foul over the Geisinger Champions Club. Third base side now to play. It's 2-2. Had a pretty good breeze during most of this game. Most of the time 10-15. Now it's died down 5-10. Still blowing out to left in the dirt. 3-2 on Shelton. Shelton doesn't want to Sprinkle doesn't want to mess around walking Shelton here because he'll run. And Shelton has walked already a couple times, and he walks there. Shelton gets his 8th walk. He's 4th in the league in walks. Now let's see what they want to do with the third string catcher in there. Taj Porter. Bailey flew to center in the first. He's 0 for 1. Shelton is 7 for 7 in stolen bases. Here's the set by Sprinkle. Middle infield double play depth. Throw to first. Dives in there. Got back. That was close. And the oohs you heard, that was from the Mahoning Valley dugout. That was close. A razor's edge. Deep in the outfield all the way around. Against Bailey. Even at the bag at third is Ponce. That is to right field. Underneath it, coming in a couple is Washington. Ron puts it away. Shelton back to first. One gone, and Trent Taylor walked and scored the game's only run in the first. 1-0 State College here in the bottom of the third. .325 left field line, .378 left center, .410 the nook, .399 dead center, .375 right center, .320 down the line and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, goes to 8 feet at the scoreboard in left center as he throws to first again. 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. One out, Shelton on first. Out to a good lead at first. Taylor right-handed box waits. Sprinkle goes set. Throw to first again. Dives back in, but this time back with ease. Still has not thrown a pitch to Trent. Shelton almost sprints out to his lead at first. Sprinkle goes set. Long pause. He bluffs going to second. Pitch is low and outside. It's 1-0. Mahoning Valley already has two double plays in this game. Line drive to end the first and a 4-6-3 double play to end the second. For the season, they've turned 11 in the second half. Here's the set by Sprinkle. There goes Shelton. Outside for a ball. Porter has no shot at getting him unless he overslides the bag, but he does it. He holds the bag with the left hand and gets the steal. He is 8 for 8 in stolen bases. 2-0 now the count to Taylor. Considering the double clutch by Porter, that was actually a really good throw. Really good throw. Shelton stole third last night. Bluffs going to third. Fouled to the plate by Taylor. It's 2-1. And you do have a right-handed hitter up there that he'd have to throw around. J.D. Daniels, who was outstanding last night, runs out to get the ball. J.D. last night, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, struck out 3, did not walk a batter. It really was an outstanding performance by J.D. Daniels last night. Set the tone for the night. 2-1 on Taylor. He's driven in 4. Shelton, good lead down at second. Sprinkle stares right at him. And the pitch. That's lifted foul, third base side. It'll make the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. It's now at level at 2-2. Bottom of the third, 1-0 State College. Taylor in that right-handed box. Shelton out to that lead at second. It's a mind game between Shelton and the pitcher Sprinkle. Get away for a ball, it's full 3-2. Well, if Taylor can work another walk, then you have these two on together. They ran a double steal last night. Might do it again. .32. It's on the ground, up the middle. Behind the bag as Parker throws the first. Not in time. It'll be an infield hit. Parker gave it a great effort, but he just couldn't get anything on it going to his left that time. Shelton ends up at third. You got first and third with one out. So an infield hit for Taylor, And let's see if they run Trent here. Trent is 3-for-4 in stolen bases. And here's Brody Perks, reached on an error back in the first. Middle infield is at double play depth. I would not doubt that Sprinkle throws over to first a couple of times to keep Taylor close. Set by Sprinkle. There goes Taylor in the first pitch. In the air to center field. This will score a run. Taylor's going to have to hustle to get back to first, so it's not a double play. The throw. He is out at first on the double play. Each inning has ended with a double play. The run scores, though. The run scores. It is 2-0. So Sheldon got in before the out at first. And because he did, the run counts. 2-0 State College. End of three on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
7 Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive 7 Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find 7 Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at 7 Mountains Wine Cellars.
The State College Spikes return home Thursday for daytime action at the ballpark on Super Splash Day. The Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone as the Spikes face the Williamsport Crosscutters at 12.05 p.m. Enjoy all the wet and wild fun, including $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 11 to 1 on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Top half of the fourth inning, the Spikes with a 2-0 lead. Perks will get an RBI out of that because that's a sacrifice fly. And it ends up being the out, but Sheldon scored before the out was recorded at first. So it's going to be 8-3 to get the two outs, but a sac fly and an RBI for Perks. And here's Dom Bucco to lead it off, followed by Adam Fogle and Ron Washington, 2, 3, and 4 in the Mahoning Valley batting order in the top of the fourth. 2-0 State College. Bucko flew to left on a fine catch by John Meade right at the foul line back in the first. And the pitch outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Meade made a terrific catch going to the line against Bucko. And again, with Bucko being left-handed, he was playing off the line just like he is now. 1-1 the count and the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. It's a ball and two strikes. One and. Get to the Ramada Out of Town scoreboard here in a moment. Brought to you by the Ramada. Located on South Athens Street, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. And we'll get to that scoreboard here in a moment. And it's on the ground. The first right over the bag. I think he may have fouled it off his foot. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. So let's start in the MLB draft league with what's going on in the league. Frederick leads West Virginia 7-0 top of the third. Williamsport leads a Trenton 1-0. That game is in the top of the third. Bucko with a 1-2 count here. Majors. Dodgers lead Colorado 7-3, bottom of the eighth. Twins lead San Diego. That's in the air. To right center field, going to fall for a base hit. Only the second hit from Mahoning Valley to go with the single by Alex Crump. And the McDonald's strikeout guy, Adam Fogles, at the plate. Bottom of the sixth, Twins lead at San Diego at Petco 2-1. These are finals. Toronto beat Detroit 4-1. Braves beat Arizona 1-0. Royals beat the Yankees 8-6. Red Sox down the Brewers 7-2. Cardinals shut out Washington 5-0. Mets down in Miami beat the Marlins 9-3. In 10, Houston beat Seattle 3-2. Tonight, the Cubs and Giants play on Sunday Night Baseball at 7 in San Francisco. That's your Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard, presented by the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel, located on South Atherton Street in State College, the official host hotel of your State College Spikes. Adam Fogle at the play where he fouled out to Ramirez at first. Here's the set. And Nichols pitches. Swing and a miss. Blew that right by him. It's 0-1. The McDonald's strikeout guy. There's a little more juice on the It feels like the seventh game.
It's like meat on the bone, if you will.
Bill Russell went here. It would be a strikeout. He always won the seventh game.
Yes.
0-1. The pitch. It's fouled to the plate by Fogle. It's now 0-2. We always think of Bill Russell as the great shot blocker, which he was, great defensive player, which he was. The year after he retired, John Havlicek told Bob Ryan, you know where we miss him most? Offense. Really, because he was a great passer. Scored when he needed to. Now the fans need Fogle to miss one more. 0-2. Nichols stares in. Long look. Time called. Got to be a staring contest. You know the best one of those I ever saw?
What's that?
Boomer against the on-field host. It's like finally, I always tell people, do what you can do best. I finally felt that area both excelled. It's mesmerizing. 0-2. And the pitch, there goes the runner. It's fouled. Bucko head first slide, looks up and says, oh, you got to be kidding me. Really? I mean, he dove. It looked like Super Splash Day on Thursday, the way he dove into second. You're wondering why I'm doing the top of the fourth. Joe had to attend to other matters. So.
Yes, we're remedying some technical difficulties, but all is well.
As usual, hit it on the side. It works. 0-2. Throw to first, and Bucko dives back in there. Bucko looks over at Craig Unto. She says, how close? It was okay. It wasn't close. 0-2 on Fogle. McDonald strikes, goes set, delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. So, beginning at noon tomorrow, with a purchase, I might add, you'll get a free Big Mac at our locations. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, Joe, pickles, all in a sesame seed bun. So, with one out, the third strikeout for Bo Nichols. And here's Ron Washington, who flew to Taylor and Wright his first time back in the second. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 State College. Spikes have rallied to win all three games in this series. This is the first time they've scored first. And not only that, they've built on it. They're up 2-0. Washington in the right-handed box. He homered in game one of the series on Thursday. There goes Bucko. Pitches a ball. Throw to second. Skips in there. Holds the bag. He's safe. Dom Bucko gets the stolen base from Mahoning Valley. So Bucko on second with one out, 1-0 the count on Washington.
He's now 6-for-7 in stolen base attempts this season.
Well, he's no DeAndre Shelton.
Well,
he's 8-for-8, Joe. I mean, really, perfection speaks for itself. 1-0 the count. Throw to second. He's out. Oh, mercy me. Oh. Oh, no. Well, that's the 4%.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know what? Phil does a really good job, so just move on.
Yep.
Right. 1-0 the count on Washington. The pitch, one went outside, it's 2-0. So the first time that Nichols has had the mini crisis, one out with a runner on second. Washington, good bat at the plate. Infield back with a runner on second. Nichols waits, looks at Bucco at second, time called.
I would not be surprised to see Nichols throw over to second again at some point here.
He's out there dancing around.
Exactly. Seemed like they had him dead to rights on the first occasion.
Pitch. Outside, just missed the outer edge. It's 3-0 on Washington. He now's the point I'd throw. He's kind of pulling the Patrick Swayze dance moves out there. Here's the set. Shelton's covering. And the pitch. That's a strike in or half. It's 3-1. Washington, a home run. He's driven in four. That home run was here Thursday night in the ninth inning. Actually, it was a back-to-back homers earlier in the game. The ninth inning homer was DePasquale. 3-1 the count. And they got him picked off. They got him in a rundown. Throw to third. Morris setting now to Shelton. Covering the bag is Nichols. Nichols will tag him, and he's out. 1-5-4-1.
If at first you don't succeed, they get the old 2-for-1 there on that deal.
Told you, it's dancing around. Sometimes you get too cute. I've never been accused of that. 3-1 the count now in Washington. Wouldn't know the feeling. And the pitch. Outside ball 4. Washington's aboard. So that is the first batter that Arouse grounded out to Morissetti at third in the second.
Number 38, designated hitter, Alex.
So Alex Arouse to the plate. As Jeff Byers' guy, Bo Nichols, keeps going forward. Here's the pitch. Bounce that one in the dirt. 1-0 the count.
Nichols really sailing along. His 7 strikeouts, his last outing over 5 innings of work, actually matched a season high for the Spikes pitcher. Mason Olsen did it in his next to last start of his first half tenure.
That's foul, first base side, bounces off the grate in front of the Geisinger Champions Club and down to the first row and back of the Spikes dugout. It's 1-1. So far, we have been the Vince Vaughn of baseball. We've been dodging rain. 1-1. In the air, foul, and over the roof and out of play toward Patches O'Houlihan's car. It's 1-2. Remember, Joe, you can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
I think that's a lesson for all of us.
In life. 1-2 the count. Curveball wrapped on the ground, foul. Vic Butler, oh, left-handed stop and a beauty. Gilles Melanche of the old Cleveland Barons.
Ooh.
Eventually merged with the Minnesota North Stars.
Yes.
Gilles Melanche. Could have used Jerry Cheevers of the Cleveland Crusaders. WIJ.
Ah, yes.
1-2. Call strike 3. Got him to end the inning. who, by the way, threw out a first pitch, Jerry Cheevers did, at a Spikes game in Lowell.
Oh, yes, he did. You're right.
I was a witness. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health committed to the well-being and safety of our community. To learn more about how you can stay protected against COVID-19, please visit mountainindy.org/coronavirus. Four strikeouts for Bo Nichols and a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
2-0 Spikes. The rules state Steve Jones cannot do the Toyota RAV inning. That's got to be Joe Putnam.
Well, it's the bottom of the fourth inning. A 1-0 count on John Mead. He took a pitch outside. Next one outside as well. 2-0 the count, and it is the Toyota RAV fourth inning. Proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealer. Toyota.com, because if there's anything this broadcast does, it hews to the rules at all times.
Absolutely. And there's another thing this broadcast does. There's a lot more said than done, and this broadcast is a lot more said than done.
Oh, yes. Mead is strike 2-1, and the pitch fouled third base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes to John Mead. Slugged a double down the right field line to score the Spikes' first run in the first inning. Spikes have added a run in the third. 2-0 lead, bottom of the fourth. And the pitch, that fades in outside. Ball 3 fills the count. It'll be Mead, followed by Colin Adams and Rob Morissetti. 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the Spikes order tonight. Sprinkle with a windup, and the righty delivers. There's a cue ball on to short. Parker waits on it, scoops it. Throw to first is in time, and there's one gone.
Yeah, appreciate what the umpires just did there, Joe, to start the inning. If you notice, we came back, and I quickly got to you.
Yes.
We were already up to the second pitch. I think they're moving it along a little bit, knowing that we are now approaching the official game territory.
Exactly. And Colin Adams, the batter, 0-for-1. He lined out to the third baseman, Ponce. And I talked about it in that first at-bat. He is been very productive in this series, and here's a liner to short, and again, that is what has happened to him in this series. He's been plenty productive, but the Adam ball really working against him, and the frustration obvious as he heads back to the first base dugout. And it can be very frustrating. You hit the ball hard, and Colin hits the ball extremely hard. I mean, that was smoked to third base earlier, and that time a liner to short, and sometimes luck is just not with you at the plate. And the first pitch now to Rob Morissetti, taken for a strike, 0-1. Morissetti grounded out to first with the pitcher covering in the second.
In his last 10 plate appearances, Colin Adams has only struck out once. He's been hitting the ball.
Yep, he's been hitting the ball, putting it in play, but he's just going right at the fielders. On the pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-1 the count. Rob wielding the bat with a red barrel, and the natural color handle, 2-1. That's outside for a ball, 3-1.
Well, Matt, the bat matches the jersey.
Yes, it does. Red jerseys for the Spikes today. State College across the front in gold. Numbers on the back in gold. The 3-1 taken for a ball outside, and Morissette draws a two-out walk. That is the fourth walk issued by Jared Sprinkle tonight.
Well, Rob does not have a stolen base attempt here. But, you know, what's interesting is you look at, you know, at Roswell when he was there.
Yep.
He had 10 stolen bases.
He did.
He was 10 for 16. Here's a guy who's hit 365 in each of his last two pro seasons.
Marcus Page now up, and he slugs a liner to center field. Base hit. Morissette moves up to second, and Page has his first hit of the game. It's the Spikes' third as a team. First and second, two outs, and Marcus Page also sparkled with the Spikes last year and sparkling in his official introduction to pro baseball. Rafael Ramirez, the third now up. He grounded into a double play, I should say, in the second inning. Left-handed hitter playing first base today. The pitch, that's a breaking ball down and in. 1-0 the count out of San Antonio, Texas. Rafael has been kind of that third guy at first base. He's been a extra bat. Can serve as the DH, the 1-0. That's fouled back to the screen, 1-1.
Yeah, the other night, his last appearance in the lineup, he got a hit in that game. He also walked.
Had a multi-hit game in the opening weekend of the second half against Mahoning Valley in that Sunday victory in the sudden-death tiebreaker. One ball on a called strike on the inner half. It's 1-2.
We go to Williamsport for the next two up there, Tuesday and Wednesday, before the noon game here, Super Splash Day on Thursday. We went up there last week, Joe. Were there any incidents with Big Blue?
There weren't last week.
I safely walked in. No security.
That's right. That is correct. But he does have the RV back, or the off-road vehicle. That's fouled to the concourse. Third base side, 1-2 remains the count to Ramirez.
His own group doesn't even support him.
I have been told it's a much lower horsepower ATV than he had previously.
Good.
Sprinkle takes a long look at second, but goes to the plate. Here's a grounder on to second base, scooped up by Gonzalez Acosta, and he'll toss it to first. The easy play for the final out of the inning. No runs, a hit, two runners left on. Four innings complete here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It's State College 2, Mahoning Valley nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Esprit de Corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Roe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Roe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Into the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College leading Mahoning Valley 2-0, looking for a sweep of a four-game series here. And that would give them four wins in a row to end the initial part of the second half as well. State College entering this game in third place in the MLB Draft League second half standings. Williamsport in first. West Virginia also two games back along with the Spikes. And that pitch up and in for a ball to Alex Crump, 1-0. Crump to be followed by Taj Porter and Oscar Ponce, 6-7-8 batters. Bo Nichols back on the mound for the Spikes, and his 1-0 delivery down the middle for a called strike. Breaking ball from Bo, 1-1 the count. Crump collected the scrapper's first hit, a single in the second.
48 pitches for Bo so far. That's it.
And the next delivery, a called strike just above the knees, 1-2.
Got 33 strikes.
Pretty impressive. He was extremely efficient in the first five batters. He needed, what, seven pitches? And the 1-2 is fouled first base side.
He's a little disappointed in the one that he missed. You strive for perfection, Joe. I mean, you seem to settle for it. It's an imperfect game.
It is. 1-2. Check swing, breaking ball low and away. Appeal to first, and Phil Himes says he...
Ted Williams at 406 and 41, Joe. I mean, he made outs usually 6 out of 10 times. Yeah, I try to caution you on these things.
That's it, yeah. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch. That's lifted in the air, right field. Taylor headed toward the line, now trotting forward toward the infield. Raises the mitt, makes the catch. One away in the top of the fifth. Here's Taj Porter, the switch-hitting catcher who's been almost exclusively a lefty in this series.
Yeah.
He is 0-for-1, struck out back in the second.
But the plus for Taj, he wasn't hit by a pitch.
That's right.
Ooh, he got hit twice yesterday.
That's never fun. Here's the set, and the first pitch to Porter here in the fifth is a strike just above the knees, 0-1. Nichols looking in for the sign. Spikes looking to maintain a 2-0 lead through to the bottom of the fifth, and the 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Fans are actually continuing to come on in.
Yes, they're coming into the gates.
Enjoying all the action here on a Sunday with us. A breaking ball low, 1-2 the count. Of course, this is the first 4:05 start of the season on Sundays.
And by the way, great job by our ushers making sure every seat is dry and comfortable.
Absolutely. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball just outside, 2-2. Bo Nichols now up to 57 pitches in the game, 38 of them for strikes. Efficiency has been his game this evening.
Let me put it this way. The tarp is not off the Spikes bullpen.
Exactly. 2-2. Tied him up inside. Appeal to third on the slow. So it'll be 3-2.
What does that tell you when the tarp in your bullpen is still on?
It is that those bullpen mounds have not been needed at all.
No.
Tarp is off in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Jack Goonan is without glove, but is at the top of the hill right now in the 3-2 bounce foul.
But you know what? I'll give I think Sprinkles actually pitched pretty well.
He has.
Not perfect, not great, but he's pitched well. He's done a good job.
Absolutely. And Sprinkle, so far today, with 60 pitches in his 4 innings work, that's an efficient number as well.
Yeah, it's 15 an inning.
3-2 again to Porter. Called strike 3 on the outer edge. 5th strikeout tonight for Bo Nichols. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information.
4 of the 5 strikeouts, Joe, have been looking.
Absolutely. Nichols has been spotting his breaking balls well and throwing them for strikes consistently. The first pitch to Ponce. A breaking ball for a strike right down the middle of the plate. Dipped low. 0-1 the count. Ponce's 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. 2-0 Spikes, top of the fifth. Bases are empty, two outs. And the 0-1. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge at zone 2. Three hits for the Spikes, two for the Scrappers. Mahoning Valley with the lone error thus far. Scrappers have stranded two runners on base to this point. The Spikes three. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Slips behind Adams, so Connell will have to pick it up. Toss to first to complete the strikeout. He does. That's strikeout number six for Bo Nichols. 13 Ks in his last nine innings on the mound. And that one brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health Pediatrics website is just for kids. Check out kids.mountainnittany. Down in the top of the fifth. And guess what? It's an official game here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. Spikes leading 2-0 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC. As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the fifth inning here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. Jared Sprinkle back on the mound for Mahoning Valley. The Spikes holding a 2-0 lead. DeAndre Shelton, Dawson Bailey, Trent Taylor, the 9-1 and 2 batters due up for the Spikes here, starting with Shelton, who walked, stole a base, and scored in the third. The first pitch of the inning, slugged down the right field line. That'll drop a fair ball and roll to the line. Country Kia corner. Shelton digging for a second. He'll make it standing up. And DeAndre Shelton has the Spikes. Second double of the game as a team. First double as a Spike. He has a triple to his credit already, but he moves into scoring position right away in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, he jumped all over that one, and now Dawson Bailey. Bailey's been hitting the ball, but he is 0 for his last six at the plate, so let's see if Dawson can break through. But he's not been striking out. He's been hitting it.
Bailey with a fly out to center, a fly out to right, Sprinkle out of the stretch, a look to second. There goes Shelton for third, a pitch outside for a ball. The throw is snared by Ponce. That's a great play by Oscar Ponce to save it from going into left field because DeAndre would have scored if that had happened. But it is the second steal for Shelton in this game, and for DeAndre that's now 9-for-9 in stolen base attempts.
I wonder if you sit here and you look at Bailey, and Bailey's been hitting the ball. With a 1-0 count, do you squeeze? You got speed down there and a guy that can run the third baseman's back.
Absolutely. Ponce.
He's even at the bag at third.
The 1-0. That's swung on and clipped foul at the plate. It's 1-1. Middle infield is moved up. Parker and Gonzalez Acosta. Fogle even with the bag at first. Now Parker, going back a few steps, he's about even with second base.
Yeah. Well, the other part, too, Bailey's been hitting it to the outfield.
Here's the 1-1. Fades outside, ball two.
No action in either bullpen, by the way.
No. Some stretching for Mahoning Valley and for the Spikes. It's been quiet. The 2-1, low and away for a ball, 3-1 the count.
Yeah, Sprinkle frustrated. Took his right fist and pounded it into his glove that time. He's mad at himself.
Trying to get the leadoff man. This has been a tough out. The 3-1. Swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. And this is going to be extra bases. It'll score a run off the base of the wall on the fly. Scurrying to second is Bailey, and he has an RBI double as Shelton crosses the plate. 3-0 State College here in the bottom of the fifth.
And believe it or not, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility he isn't steal third.
Absolutely.
Right now, you're playing with house money. It's 3-0. It's an official game now. You don't have to worry about how long this inning goes.
Exactly. Had the lead anyway. Why not stretch it out? This all counts anyway, even if weather were to arrive. So Bailey, who is 3-for-3 in stolen base attempts this season, 5 doubles already for him in his 9th game with the Spikes.
It puts him second now in the second half.
Trent Taylor has reached base twice tonight, walked and scored in the first inning, singled in the third.
Leader has 6, but we think that's official scoring errors.
Obviously in Williamsport.
Oh, my goodness.
Trent Taylor swings the first pitch, bounces it, backhanded in the hole by Parker, but he slips. The grass a little bit slick from the rain that passed through earlier. And so Taylor aboard. That'll be an infield single.
But no advance by Bailey. Dawson stayed at second because the play was in front of him.
Now first and second, nobody out. And Brody Perks at the plate. Perks reached on an error in the first inning. What ended up as a sacrifice fly to center field in the third. Even though the runner was doubled off first on the play, DeAndre Shelton, with that speed, able to score before the out was made at first. It's not a force play, and so the runner scoring ahead of time meant the run counted. And the breaking ball missed low, 1-0.
Wonder if, let's face it, you look at these two guys, they could run both of them.
Oh, absolutely. Bailey and Taylor. They've double stolen with Trent Taylor. Here's the 1-0. Runners stay. Breaking ball low and blocked by Porter. Did a good job keeping it in front of him. 2-0 the count.
I mean, obviously with first and second, Fogle's playing behind Taylor at first.
Yep.
Right. Taylor's looking more at Bailey. If Bailey moves, that's when he's going to move.
Absolutely.
See, you watch. Taylor's looking at Bailey. You don't have to worry about the pitcher.
Sprinkle sets up high at shoulder level. The 2-0 fastball missed inside. 3-0 to Perks. John Meade on deck. 3-0 lead already for the Spikes, and now action is starting in the Mahoning Valley bullpen.
Guna may have been stretching, but Jack is not the guy throwing.
No. 3-0 to Perks, taken for a strike on the inner half. 3-1 the count now. I believe that's Jan Figueroa who is warming up. Figueroa took the loss on Thursday night, the opener of this four-game set. 3-1. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. Brody was ready to head down to first, but quickly retreats, and the count is full.
Figueroa had been really good until the Spikes got to him on Thursday. It's the first time he scuffled in an outing.
And he hadn't allowed a run before Thursday night's game.
Right.
Yielded 6 runs in an inning and 2/3 on that occasion. Payoff pitch to Perks. Tap foul at the plate that hit Perks in the box, so it's a foul ball, and the count remains full.
Yeah, you and I were talking with Brody before the game along with John Meade. He says, we're playing.
Exactly.
He's been here long enough to know that it spikes baseball, you play.
That's right. You talk about guys who are ready for action, ready to go. I mean, John Meade, first guy in the dugout, has to wait up for everybody else. Brody Perks was the second man. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch. And it's reached out for, tapped onto second. Scooped by Gonzalez Acosta, flipped to second for one, but that's all they'll get. Great job by Taylor.
Yes.
As his slide right at the bag threw Parker off balance, and so the force play, 4-6 at second base, advances Bailey to third, Perks on via the fielder's choice, still two runners on with one out. They're at the corners for John Meade.
Well, Brody's 3-4 in stolen bases.
And you talk about another double steal combo, and now with a first and third situation, Taj Porter is going to be under some pressure here. He signals the infield as to what they're going to do. But it's going to be up to Porter to control things here.
Nobody has moved to the concourse, but there are a couple of drops starting to come down.
First pitch to Meade. Fades outside for a ball, 1-0 to the lefty.
You're saying, how do I know that? There's a puddle on top of the Spikes dugout just to our right from an earlier shower.
Yep.
I could see a little bit of movement in there.
Yep. Just a little bit. 1-0. Fades outside for a ball, 2-0.
Nothing that would stop the game.
No.
I mean, it's just, it's like drop here and drop. Because none of the fans, I mean, there isn't a single, in fact, there are more fans going to the seats.
Exactly. They're bringing down their items from the concession stand. I saw somebody come down with an order of Super Nachos.
Ooh, there they.
2-0. Called strike on the outer edge. May have nicked the corner. 2-1.
Maybe they were listening to the broadcast and found a strong advocate.
And maybe so.
You say, who is that dashing Devil's pitcher?
What would Steve do?
I think he'd get a Super Nacho.
2-1, fouled at the plate. It trickles back to the bricks. Two balls, two strikes.
Or go over to the grill, or go over to Bradley's, or go over to Sweet, or go over to Frank's, or go over to Nuts for You. Or it's a lot of options here.
Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. There goes the runner to second. It's swung on, sent to right center field. Dashing for it, Bucko, center fielder, makes the catch. Tagging from third is Bailey. The throw is offline, up the third baseline. It's a sacrifice fly for John Meade. His second run knocked in tonight. And the lead extended to 4-0 for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth.
This has just been a surgical performance by the Spikes to this point in all three phases. Defensively, outstanding. Pitching by Nichols, outstanding. Offense, opportunistic.
That's when they've been really clicking on all three of those phases, especially that opportunistic offense. The opposition opens the door. The Spikes have strolled right in throughout this 2022 season. Colin Adams out the plate. Twice he's lined out. First pitch, a ball. Taking off for second is Perks. He'll make it. Popping up after the slide. So Brody Perks into scoring position with two gone.
Now 4-5 in stolen bases.
And the pitch was a ball. 1-0 the count to Adams. Adam Ball has been working against him, but if he can find a space, he'll extend the lead. Sprinkle to the plate. That's outside for a ball. 2-0. He's falling behind hitters here in the fifth inning as well. That's working against the right hand.
He's starting to labor just a little bit. He's had to throw more pitches than Bo. It doesn't mean he has been ineffective. I think he's done a good job. But the Spikes have been able to nick him here and there.
2-0. That is popped up foul. Fades out of play over the roof. First base side of the Geisinger Champions Club. 2-1.
Spikes have three doubles among their six hits. But they've out-hit them 6-2 so far, where they have done the job in every phase.
The 2-1. And Adams pops this one up foul, third base side, heading for the lights on the third base side, but it'll tumble onto the roof. 2-2.
Down 7-1 on Thursday night. They came back and won 11-9. This has been a very confident team since that point.
Absolutely. And they've never given up on themselves. They knew where they were, had dug themselves a hole trailing 7-1 on Thursday, but tonight is the first game that they've taken the opening lead of the game in this series. The 2-2 outside for a ball, 3-2.
They have outscored Mahoning Valley 26-8 since falling behind 7-1 in that opening game.
3-2 the count. Perks on second, two gone. Bottom of the fifth, spikes up 4-0. And Sprinkle delivers the payoff pitch. High and tight, ball four. The fifth walk allowed by Jared Sprinkle tonight.
Sixth walk picked up so far this season by Colin Adams. And Collins has a good on-base percentage because of that.
He does. That was the recipe, of course, for Josh Madole, who racked up the walks while he was finding his hitting stroke, the atta ball working against him as well, but now he's starting to get into the groove. And Rob Morissetti, the batter now, with first and second, two outs. Rob has thrived in this situation.
Adams has five hits, six walks, hit by a pitch three times.
Set by Sprinkle. 0-1. Fades outside. One ball, one strike.
I mean, you're talking about 14 plate appearances where he got on base.
Meanwhile, for Morissetti, 3-for-5 at the plate with runners in scoring position, two outs this year. He's knocked in four runs in this situation. 1-1 the count. Charging in Fogle. First baseman gloves it. Flips it on to Sprinkle. The pitcher covering. It's in time, and the inning is over. But the Spikes add a pair of runs in the fifth inning. They do so on three hits. No errors. Two runners left on base. End of five here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. State College 4, Mahoning Valley nothing on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
We go to the sixth inning here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. Bo Nichols back on the mound. He's been tremendously efficient this evening. Only 63 pitches needed to get through five innings of work. He has allowed two hits and a walk, no runs, already with six strikeouts, one off the season high that he set for all Spikes pitchers, matched only by Mason Olsen earlier this year. He has retired the last four he has faced, and he'll take on Jarficker Parker, the right-handed hitting Mahoning Valley shortstop, to start the sixth. Nichols kicks and deals. First pitch, a breaking ball low, check swing by Parker. One ball and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1. He struck out looking against Nichols in the third. That's been a recurring theme for the Scrappers in this one as the 0-1 is fouled into the Geisinger Champions Club first base side.
So as we go to Williamsport for Tuesday, Wednesday, are you concerned at all about collateral damage?
Well, how so?
I'll be sitting next to you.
Ah. 0-2, that's fouled back to the screen. You know, I tend to think that, Boomer has his sights set. Now, granted, I will be sitting right next to you, so I'll have to wear a differentiating color.
It has the intelligence of a yak.
The 0-2, Lifted in the air center field. Dawson Bailey's over, makes the catch. Quickly one away in the top of the sixth inning.
I told him Rob Thomas was the problem. Seemed like a good out at the moment. He's one of the 10 nicest guys on the planet,
absolutely,
by the way.
Absolutely. Yes, he is.
The 10 nicest guys on the planet.
Longtime public address announcer at historic Bowman Field. The first pitch to Abimael Gonzalez Acosta, low for a ball.
And for the Little League World Series.
Yes,
he'll
indeed.
Be back. They'll rotate five of them. Now, Gabe Sinacropi does the championship game. I believe Rob's going to do the international championship game.
Okay. 1-0, and this one golfed towards left field. Playable for Meade. To his left, going back a couple of steps, makes the catch. And there are two away, as it has only taken six pitches for Nichols to grab the first two outs of the sixth.
Jason Summers was stretching before. Good.
It's funny, we've been talking about the Maddox complete game shutout, less than 100 pitches. Bo's on pace for one right now.
He is rolling. It started right away. They have had no handle on him.
Dom Bucco is one of the only two base hits allowed in this game, a single in the fourth. He stole a base but then was picked off and caught stealing. He also was deprived of a hit by a great play from John Meade in the first, and the first pitch to Bucco was strike on the outer edge, 0-1.
Jim Gott talked to him afterward. I'll bet he'll tell us that Nichols had great movement. Command and movement.
0-1. Fastball low, 1-1 the count. And that, you know, there's a lot of throwers out there, but when you're a pitcher, that's what you have, command and movement.
Dennis Eckersley will tell you that when he was with Cleveland, he was a thrower. When he got to Boston and then to Oakland, he was a pitcher.
Yep. 1-1. And that's grounded between short and third. That'll be the third hit of the game for the Scrappers, the second for Bucco. So he is aboard with two outs here in the top of the sixth. 4-0 lead for the Spikes.
Umbrellas now popping out down below.
We've had overcast skies throughout. We had rain at the outset, delaying the game by 63 minutes. But we are into official game territory here, so really, I wouldn't say there's no concern on the part of the Spikes and the Scrappers, but everybody knows the deal. And Adam Fogle, the batter, 0-2.
By the way, I was watching the Red Sox-Brewers game before I came over here.
Yes.
And Dave O'Brien was on the broadcast. Oh, yeah. Jim Gott's name came up.
Oh, really? Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0.
There's somebody named Gott they were talking about, and they were wondering if it was related to Jim and how Jim pitched in the majors all these years. And
yep.
I'm looking at the TV set, and I said, yeah, one of the 10 nicest guys on the planet, too.
Absolutely.
What a great mind and a great guy. See, that's what you find out when you get into this. Like Dave Trumbo, 4 years with the Orioles. Jim Gott, 17 years in the majors. You and I worked with Jack Ham.
Yes.
Some of the highest guy, no egos.
Mm-hmm.
Just good, down-to-earth people.
But a lot of times, that's a reason for their success.
No question.
Team-oriented individuals. The 0-1 foul back to the bricks, 0-2.
Fogle, by the way, is the McDonald strikeout guy, has done his job.
Yep, whiffed already in the fourth. That means free Big Macs for everybody with any purchase starting at noon tomorrow. So make that Monday a little brighter here at participating McDonald's and State College of Milesburg.
And more crowded.
Oh, yes. 0-2. Breaking ball, low and away. Fogle lays off, 1-2.
So it's been a drop here and a drop there. It's very, very light. Very, very light. But it's a little steadier.
Mm-hmm. I think it's starting to advance up to and maybe a little past drizzle territory. The 1-2 pitch cued down the third baseline, but this will bounce foul and is gloved by Morissetti on the left side of the stripe.
Rob's looked good at third this evening.
He really has. He's acquitted himself well, and it's been a work in progress for him, but he's made all the plays cleanly, effectively. And he's been called upon to make those plays, been equal to the task. Has that tremendous bat talked about now, three for six with runners in scoring position and two outs. And, you know, the theory, the sabermetric theory is there's no such thing as clutch hitting, but really you have to redefine it. It's not necessarily that somebody increases their performance in clutch situations, but they maintain that level of performance. That's really what clutch should mean. There are those players that may be distinctly unclutch as well.
I need a hit. He gets one. I'm good. I get the definition.
Toss to first. The Bucko is back standing. 1-2 the count to Fogle. Two down bottom. The breaking ball. Check on the swing. He went around, says Phil Heim. Strikeout number 7 for Bo Nichols tonight. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. Bo Nichols has thrown 77 pitches through 6 innings of work. 4-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space, perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
For the sixth inning here at Midler Field of LeBron O'Park, as we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-8566. And in the bottom of the sixth inning, Mahoning Valley will make its first pitching change of the evening as they turn to the right-hander, Jan Figueroa. Figueroa making his fourth overall appearance of the season, 0-1 record, and 11.57 ERA. But a lot of that, in fact, all of that ERA, is from his last outing where he was touched for 6 runs in an inning and 2/3 by the Spikes, taking the loss on Thursday. Figueroa had not allowed a run in his first 3 innings. He's 1-for-1 in save opportunities, 5 strikeouts to 7 walks overall. And after the Spikes got through them Thursday, a .316 opponent's batting average against him here in his short tenure. He faces Marcus Page to start it off in the bottom of the sixth. The ball inside to Marcus.
They just unloaded. Simple as that. And Jan just happened to be the guy who was out there when it happened.
That comeback victory, 11-9 win, as Page swings and misses at the 1-0, 1-1 the count. Marcus has reached base twice already tonight, walked in the second, singled in the fourth.
Again, 26-8 since being down 7-1 Thursday night.
Figueroa with the 1-1. That's up high for a ball, 2-1 the count. 4-0 lead for the Spikes here today. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Spikes have doubled up the scrappers in the hit column, 6-3, and Mahoning Valley with the lone error. Figueroa gets the sign from Porter and the 2-1 pitch. That is lifted foul right side, 2-2 the count.
Couple of umbrellas out, some jackets with some hoods on, and it's not heavy. It's just a light, light sprinkle so far.
It's just a preview of Super Splash Day coming up on Thursday.
Exactly.
That'll be a 12:05 game here. 2-2 pitch. Popped up foul. First base side. Geisinger Kid Zone will turn into the Splash Zone. We'll have sprinklers. Fire truck will be out. There'll be a dunk tank. I'll take my turn in the dunk tank. I swear, every time I'm in there, that's the longest inning of the game. 2-2. Low and away for a ball. 3-2.
I actually make stuff up to make it longer.
It reminds me, we were talking about Dave Niehaus, the great Mariners broadcaster the other night when he was with the Angels. 3-2 to Page. Line towards center field on the run. Bucko able to make the catch chest high. And there's one gone in the bottom of the sixth inning as Page is retired. Gene Autry, the longtime owner of the Angels, came up to Dave Niehaus one day and said, "Son, you call a great ball game. It's not always the game on the field, but you call a great game." Rafael Ramirez the third now up 0-for-2 in the game. Breaking ball down and in, 1-0.
Yeah, it's always the line a lot of broadcasters get. They go, "Yeah, I'm enjoying two games, the game I'm watching and the game you're calling."
Just as long as the officials don't get that line
right.
as well.
Right.
1-0, check swing, pitch high for a ball, 2-0.
Ed Tarp is still on the spikes. Whew. Bullpen.
77 pitches in six innings. Bo will probably start the seventh as well. Here's a line drive to right field. It's straight at the right fielder, Washington. Ramirez retired for the second out. That'll bring up DeAndre Shelton, and he's been a catalyst for the Spikes offense tonight. Walked, stole a base, and scored in the third. Doubled, stole third base, and scored in the fifth. His speed has been a difference maker in this game.
Yeah.
It's enabled the Spikes to be opportunistic like they have been so many times in big spots. And Shelton lays down a bunt, but it goes off the mask of Porter bouncing behind and then trickling out in front of the plate.
Oh, Taj. Got hit by two pitches last night. Now he takes a bunt off the mask. Man, this place is beating me up.
Yeah, it'll take a moment, and Brad Reedy will give him extra moment to recover. He seems to be all right. Catchers are tough customers. You have to be to go back behind there. There's a reason why the catcher's equipment has sometimes been referred to as the tools of ignorance, feeling that you need to be that, but that's not really the case. The 0-1 in tight. 1-1 the count. Oftentimes, you see it time and again, catchers out there giving signals. They're the only player defensively that faces the rest of the field. So they have to arrange things, call the game in tandem with the pitcher.
Joe said we'd be good until 7 o'clock. Well, we're about 7 minutes before 7 now.
The 1-1, grounder on to second, juggled by Gonzalez Acosta. Pick back up, throw to first, not in time. That'll be the second error of the night on the scrappers, and a lot of that is probably due to DeAndre Shelton's speed. Gonzalez Acosta knew he'd have to make the play, might have hurried things along to do so.
It's amazing what speed does. It makes you attempt to do something quicker than you should, because you always feel like you're running out of time.
And since Gonzalez Acosta rushed, it cost him, and now Spikes might be able to once again be opportunistic here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner on, two outs for Dawson Bailey, who doubled to the base of the wall in right center field in the fifth inning. Driving in a run, he has scored a run as well. Throw to first, Shelton is back. DeAndre has stolen two bases already tonight. 4-0 lead for the Spikes, bottom of the sixth. Figueroa dangles the right arm, ball in hand, now rises to the stretch. There, a bluff steal by Shelton, the pitch up and in for a ball on Bailey.
He's done that a couple of times. He's getting in their heads, and then he picks his moment.
And when he's picked those moments where he's actually broken, there really hasn't been a whole lot of drama to it. He's been able to take the bags relatively easily, even third. Throw to first, diving back in, 1-0.
Well, the only drama on the first one is he was going so fast, he almost went past the base, and he hung on with his left hand.
That's right. Third, Ponce had to make a nice play to save the ball from going into left.
Shelton could have done a cartwheel on that one.
The 1-0 fades in for a called strike on the inner half of the plate. 1-1 to the righty, Bailey.
Now he's going. It's 1-1. Now he's going to go.
Shelton takes his lead. Fogle holding him on. Figueroa's going to throw over again. Shelton dives back in. Still one ball, one strike. Fogle went back for a second try. Right. I think he might catch DeAndre off the bag, but left foot firmly planted at first base. Now he resumes his lead quickly. So quick. There he goes, the 1-1, up high for a ball. Throw down to second, bounces in, and Shelton is safe. Once again, the great prognosticator to my right sees his visions come to life.
Said it's 1-1, he's gone. He's gone.
10 for 10 now in stolen bases this year, 3 for 3 this evening.
He's not done yet.
Into scoring position with two outs, a 2-1 count on Bailey. Figueroa sets, the righty delivers. And that sails to the bricks, bounces back to Porter, but it'll have no play. Shelton moves to third on the wild pitch.
Pass ball? No. No. I miss on that one.
That's a fairly easy call to make.
Well, if you say so. Sure, it went 10 feet over his head.
Three balls and a strike. Shelton now just 90 feet away from another spiked run and the pitch. Tap foul, third base side, count is full.
Look at Will go to his right.
Ooh.
Backhanded, impressive.
Absolutely.
May have made a comment or two about a couple of misses last night. Obviously. That's all I was trying to do, Joe. I was trying to instill some pride.
Exactly. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Down and in, ball four. So now, after the error, runners on first and third with the two-out walk. And Trent Taylor to the plate. He has already reached base three times tonight. A walk and a couple of hits. And the wind is starting to pick up once again, blowing from right to left. And that's picking up a little over 10 miles an hour.
I'll say this. A lot of people are still sitting in their seats. Whatever shower we have, and it is coming down a bit, is a nuisance, not a problem.
So Trent Taylor into the right-handed box. He scored a run in the game as well. First and third, two outs, and speed on the base paths. Pitch. Grounder down the third baseline goes foul, and that's a good call by Brad Reedy. The plate umpire had to see it, and it did dive to the left of the bag just before reaching it. 0-1 to Taylor.
Shelton was two-thirds of the way home.
Updates on other scores on the Ramada Out-of-Town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Frederick in West Virginia curtailed after five innings. The Keys a 10-2 winner down in the Mountain State this evening. Meanwhile, Trenton leading Williamsport 6-2, top of the seventh. Spikes could actually gain a game on the Cutters right in the standings for the second half.
Right.
4-0 lead for State College here, bottom of the sixth. The set, the 0-1. Up high for a ball, 1-1. But after the 63-minute delay at the outset, there have been no stoppages so far here. Of course, the Spikes with the game firmly in hand and now just trying to build that lead out even more. Get even more cushion. The 1-1. That's outside for a ball. 2-1.
Well, I'll tell you, Shelton's speed, you know, it's hung over the entire game, Joe. And he's in that number 9 spot because Dave wanted a, quote, second leadoff style hitter in the 9 hole.
Exactly.
Man, is he produced.
Pitch. That's outside for a ball, 3-1. He scored two runs already, three stolen bases, a double, a walk, reaching on an error, and his speed had to have influenced that play as well. Now he is less than 90 feet away from home as he takes his lead. Bailey leads off first. 3-1 count, Figueroa to the plate. There goes Bailey. The pitch swung on and fouled, first base side. The count runs full.
Now Bailey will definitely be going here. A 3-2, two outs. It's say this, not a lot of people retreated to the concourse.
No, no.
I mean, there are people on the concourse, but there are always people on the concourse.
Exactly. They're enjoying some of the fine food and beverage here for sure. We have the half-price hard seltzers till 5 o'clock today as the 3-2 lifted down the right field line. Washington over into foul territory now, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Spikes threaten again in the sixth, held off in this frame. No runs, no hits, one error, two runners left on base. End of six here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College 4, Mahoning Valley nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the Paul Harikoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
To the seventh inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Bo Nichols back on the mound. He's needed just 77 pitches to get through the first six. 4-0 lead for the Spikes. We've got through the first six, and now to take us the rest of the way, however long that may be, here's Steve Jones.
Maybe three more outs. All right, Bo Nichols. It has been a special performance for him so far this evening, and the first pitch on the ground, wide of the bag at third, it's 0-1. Visit your local First National Bank office. Take advantage of expert guidance, comprehensive financial solutions. To meet your private banking, insurance, wealth management, estate planning, and investment needs, First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Nichols delivers. Checked it up high. That's a strike. He went around and up. It's 0-2. Washington is 0-1. He walked back in the fourth. It's also flown to right. That's the only walk surrendered by Bo Nichols. He's only surrendered four base runners, three hits, all singles, and a walk. In tight for a ball, 1-2 the count. He has seven strikeouts. And finally, the tarp is off. Will Lancaster has started to warm in the Spikes bullpen. That just missed the outside corner. It's level at 2-2. The very light shower is consistent, not growing in intensity. As Nichols 2-2. Call strike three, got him. That's eight strikeouts for Bo. Five of the eight have been looking. It's brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. They have more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our great team at MountainIndy.org.
And that now is the most strikeouts in a single game by a Spikes pitcher here in the 2022 season.
Alex Arouse, first pitch swinging back to the screen. It's 0-2. He's 0-2, including a strikeout looking back in the fourth. He's also grounded out to Morissetti at third. 0-1 the count on Arouse. DH today, he's caught two games in the series. And the pitch. That misses down low. 1-1 the count. Joe ready to take care of more business. More fires to put out. 1-1. Bounce that one in. It's 2-1. Two balls and one strike the count. Top of the seventh, 4-0 State College. They've out hit them 6-3. 4-6-0 State College, 0-3-2 Mahoning Valley. Lancaster warming in the Spikes pen. Nichols always working from the stretch, goes set. And the 2-1. Bounce that one in, 3-1. 8 strikeouts, only 1 walk so far. Alex Crump on deck. Nichols at the belt, 3-1. At his line to right field, that's a base hit. Game for Mahoning Valley. And with one out and one on, Alex Crump to the plate. He also singled to right and flew to right. He is 1-for-2. All 3 catchers in the lineup today. One is a DH, Crump is a left fielder, and of course Porter behind the plate.
Number 23, left fielder Alex
Spikes have not turned a double play in this game. There have been very few opportunities to do it. And the pitch, strikeout or edge, good pitch by Bo. It's 0-1. No balls and one strike the count. Crump out of Northview, Michigan. Hitting 308, he's knocked in a run. That's a liner past Morissetti in the left field for a base hit. Picked up by Meade, stopping at second on the play is Crump. It's only the second time in this game they've had 2 runners aboard in the same inning. First and second now with 1 out. And here's Bo Porter to the plate. Or Taj Porter, excuse me. Taj is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Batting from the left side against the righty Nichols. Colin Adams out to talk to his guy. First time anybody's had to talk to him today. They fist pump as Adams goes back behind the plate. He's gone 6 1/3 so far. He's given up 5 hits, struck out 8, and walked 1. Taj Porter, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts, and Dave Tremblay's going to make the move. Bo Nichols, simply outstanding on this Sunday afternoon. And Will Lancaster is going to come in. What a performance. Will Lancaster comes in. Bo Nichols gets a well-deserved round of applause. That was some performance by him today. He goes 6 1/3. He gives up 5 hits. So far, no runs. He struck out 8. He walked 1. Fans of the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher here for the 7th inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Will Lancaster now will take over, the left-hander out of Lexington, North Carolina, and the University of Charlotte. 23-year-old, 6'3", 215-pounder, making his 4th appearance. 6 innings, 5 runs all earned on 6 hits, struck out 7, walked 5, hit 1, 7.50 ERA. It's Williamsport on Wednesday night. He went 3 innings, gave up 2 runs, both earned on 4 hits. He struck out 3, walked 1. So this will be his first appearance in the series. Will Lancaster, 6'3", left-hander out of Lexington, North Carolina. After Bo Nichols put on quite a show today. They needed somebody to go deep into the game and be efficient doing it, and Bo did exactly that. Six and a third, five hits, no runs, struck out eight, walked one. He is responsible for two runners on board with one out here in the seventh. Lancaster almost set to go. The nuisance showers that we have still coming down steady. A few more people have moved back to the concourse, but for the most part, many of people have stayed in their seats. Some umbrellas are up. Some people are wearing baseball hats. Some are wearing jackets with hoods, and the hoods are pulled up. Out and Porter against the left-hander will have to turn around and bat right-handed. It'll be the first time in the series he's had to do that. Talks to Carlos Ponce on deck, or excuse me, Oscar Ponce on deck. And now after going to the plate against Bo left-handed, he'll go to the plate against Will right-handed. Porter from the right side. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. In the infield, the double play depth as Lancaster goes set and delivers. Hit in the air down the right field line toward the corner. Long run by Taylor. It's foul. 0-1 the count. Porter in the right-handed box as Lancaster stares in. 0-1 the count. First and second, one out. Outside corner for a strike, gets 0-2. No balls and two strikes the count. Lancaster leans in, left-hander, works from the first base side. Goes set and delivers. Outside purpose pitch there, 1-2 the count. Maybe about 6 inches off the plate that time. 1-2, 4-0 State College, top of the seventh. Here's the set. Lancaster's 1-2. Outside corner call, strike three, got him. Two gone, ninth strikeout for Spikes pitching. First for Will Lancaster. That strikeout brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health Pediatrics website, kids.mountainnittany.org. Oscar Ponce to the plate, who's 0-for-2. Flew to Meade and left in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Two gone now. Lancaster goes set. And the fake to second, but nobody covering. Ponce out of Brownsville, Texas. Waits in the right-handed box. Lancaster delivers. In the dirt. Good job by Adams to acrobatically stop it that time. 1-0 the count. One ball, no strikes. Not much breeze right now. Less than 5 miles per hour. What we have is blowing to left. With two outs, infield back, outfield straight away, although Meade a little bit deeper in right, in the left, excuse me. Lancaster's 1-0. Popped up behind the plate. Adams throws away the mask to the screen, and it gets to the front row beyond the screen. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike. First and second now with two outs, top of the seventh. 4-0 State College. One in the first, one in the third, and two more in the fifth. Lancaster, new baseball back to the top of the hill. Goes back behind and now scrapes off the spikes. And we'll reset. Ponce in the right-handed box with a 1-1 count. He's knocked in three this year. He has scored two. He's hitting 240. Pitch. Outside corner for strike 1-2. Ball and two strikes. There stares in, ball dangling by his side. Puts the ball in the glove, high set. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him and the inning is over. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Seventh inning stretch time. 4-0, State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Let's take College Spikes return home Thursday for daytime action at the ballpark on Super Splash Day. The Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone as the Spikes face the Williamsport Crosscutters at 12:05 p.m. Enjoy all the wet and wild fun, including $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 11 to 1 on Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
There's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, Loprano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with a lot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free and watch every game across the league wherever you are. Jan Figueroa went an inning. Did not give up anything. Gave up one walk. That was it. Gives way now to Jack Goonan, former Spike. Will take over here in the bottom of the seventh. 4-0 State College. Goonan on Friday night went one inning, struck out three, and walked one. Swing and a miss by Brody Perks. Will be followed by John Meade and also Colin Adams. Perks is 0-for-3, but he's been on base twice in the game, and he has an RBI with a sacrifice fly. And that pitch is a strike to Brody. It's 0-2. Out of Mercyhurst. Goonan delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a pitch that was out of the zone. They complete the strikeout at first. One gone. John Meade is 1-for-2 with two runs knocked in. He doubled in a run in the first. Grounded to short in the fourth. And his sacrifice fly brought home a run in the person of Dawson Bailey. Back in the fifth. John waits. Outside corner for a strike. John's got plenty of power to make things happen. Hit 9 home runs this year. Hit 15 in his career at Wilmington. The pitch. Back that way on that one. Good job by Meade. A lot of dexterity to make sure he didn't get hit by that pitch. 2-0 the count. Two balls and no strikes. The showers have actually slowed down a bit. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. It's 2-1. There's not a lot of movement back to the concourse. Fans are not really being, quote, affected by whatever precipitation we have. 2-1. Low and inside. Three hits and a third. Five hits. No runs. Struck out 8. Walked 1. Low one inside. I'm telling you, that was ball four. But it's all right. He may have called that a strike, I guess. It's 3-2. Must have. Pitch. Well, that's ball four. So far outside, it would have gone behind the back of a right-handed hitter. So, Meade's on board. Nichols, 8 strikeouts, a season high for a State College pitcher. Here's Colin Adams. Lined into a double play to end the first. Lined out to short in the fourth, walked in the fifth. And the pitch. Right down the heart by Jack. It's 0-1. Gooden was in the role of closer when he was here in May and June last year. 0-1 the count on Adams. Outfield straight away and deep against Colin. Middle infield double play depth. High and tight, backed him away. This bent him backwards. It's 1-1. It's actually cooled down in here, too. We're down to 70 degrees here in the ballpark. Pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. It's 2-1. Started the game at 77. We're down to 70 now. I'll say this, the precipitation has really slowed down. 2-1. High and tight, 3-1. Oh, by the way, at some point we got to bring one down to the field again, Joe. The deer bats are really popular. 24 ounces at 3-1 the count, the pitch. Low and outside, ball four, back-to-back walks, first and second for the Spikes and one out. Rob Morissetti to the plate, who's 0-2. Twice grounded out the first with the pitcher covering in between. He walked in the fourth. And we got to bring the deer bat back down. 24 ounces. I see him all over the park right now. And it's not just for adult beverages. We got two youngsters down to our left on the concourse swinging their deer bats after getting them earlier for soft drinks. Pitch outside to Rob. One ball and no strikes to the left-handed hitter. Marcus Page on deck. 4-0 State College, bottom of the seventh. Wind's picked up now, blowing to left 10-15. And the pitch. That is lined to left field. That's a base hit. Meade will stop at third. Bases loaded and one out for Marcus Page. Seventh hit for the Spikes. First for Morissetti, and here is Page, who has one of the seven hits. He is 1-for-2. He walked in the second, singled the center in the fourth, and lined out the center in the sixth. Page has driven in two since his return to the Spikes. And the pitch. Down low for a ball. So the two former teammates head-to-head here again. Goonan stares in, gets the sign from Porter, low and outside, 2-0. That wind blowing to left now, about 10-15. Precipitation light but steady. 2-0. That gets through the wickets. Coming to the plate is me. John will score. Moving up to second and third, respectively, will be Colin Adams and Rob Morissetti. 5-0 State College. Three and oh, the count of Marcus. Let's see if they give him the green light. 3-0. The pitch by Goonan. Inside corner for a strike. He was taking it. It's 3-1. 5-0 now, Spikes here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch by Goonan. Low and inside, ball four, bases loaded again. Rafael Ramirez, the third to the plate, is 0-for-3. 4-6-3 double play to end the second. Ground is the second in the fourth, flew to right. In fact, he lined out to right in the sixth. Spikes have scored one in the first, one in the third, two more in the fifth and one here in the bottom of the seventh to build a 5-0 lead. Bases loaded, one out. Time called. Ramirez waits. Pitches in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Still just one out here in the bottom of the seventh. One run in, bases loaded, one out. 0-1 on Ramirez. Gooden delivers. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Good pitch by Jack that time. It's 0-2. Game started 63 minutes late, but we have played through. The pitch in tight for a ball. It's 1-2 now on Ramirez. DeAndre Sheldon, who's had quite a game, is on deck. One and two the count. Pitch. And outside that just missed. It's now level at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Foul by Rafael Ramirez. Trickles down the first base side. Picked up there by Dawson Bailey. Still 2-2. Showers have picked up just a bit. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Goonan's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Jack's second strike out of the inning. Now it's up to DeAndre Sheldon. Walked, stole a base, scored in the third. Doubled, stole a base, scored in the fifth. Reached on an error, stole a base, stranded at third in the sixth. He has been at the center of a lot in this game. Batting from the left side with the bases loaded now, two outs. Outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. Five nothing State College, bottom of the seventh. Goonan delivers. Outside, it's 1-1. The breaking ball that time from Goonan. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. That caught the plate, but low. It's 2-1. Showers steady. Wind blowing to left about 10 to 15. 2-1. On the ground, up the middle. Diving to his left to make the play, but everybody is safe and a run scores. Adam scores from third. Parker made a great effort to dive and get it, but could not make a play. It is 6-0 State College, and DeAndre will get a base hit and an RBI. Bases are still loaded as Bailey comes to the plate, and Ron Mahe is coming out to the mound to talk with Jack Goonan. They do have right-handed action in the bullpen, and he has made the move, and Jack Goonan is going to exit. The only sharp hit he gave up was to Morissette.